verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
We thank you again for joining us. Cristo the Rock, 100.7 FM, right here on this Saturday night. It's 11:30 hour, and we just really thank God that you have found Cristo the Rock. Music with a message, 100.7 FM, KWRD. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight, and we are Pastor Mark D. Ingram, a pastor of the Words of Life Christian Center in Hearst, Texas. You can reach us at www.wolchristiancenter.org. And with me in studio tonight is my sis, Mrs. Tina Elmer Green. Say what's up to
Hola,
the people, Tina.
Cristo the Rock listeners.
Hola. And we want you all to go to our Cristo the Rock / Dallas webpage on Facebook. And y'all shoot us a comment or send us a message, because tonight's topic, we are talking about worship. And we have talked about so far in many different ways, shapes, forms, or fashion, that we all in some kind of way worship something.
Yeah.
And I think that's the first segment we really clarified different things that we worship consciously or subconsciously. And then we started breaking down anything that came before God with our attention, our affections, our time, our money. We could classify that as an idol.
Mm-hmm.
And God has said, none of those things will ever be before me. I will not share my glory, the attention I deserve. It will not go to somebody else primarily and to me secondarily.
Yeah.
And then we closed out the second segment talking about how God is worthy of worship,
yeah,
adoration, reverence, respect,
the King,
due honor. The King, Jesus, is worthy of reverence, worship. His Holy Spirit is worthy of reverence. And we used a couple of natural examples, like being in a courtroom and the respect and the due reverence we show a judge when he enters and they say, "All rise." We even talk about presidents of nations and countries and even the military. Due honor, respect is due. And so we want to pick back up in this segment about what it is to worship, simply because if you're listening to us right now, it's not an accident. It's not coincidence.
No.
It's the fact that God has tuned you in because he wants you to understand that he is sending you a love letter through the form of our voices. And he wants you to recognize that he is worthy of your, the listener. He is worthy of your worship, your praise, your adoration, your thanks. Those of you that are driving in your cars right now, I'm going to give you a quick opportunity to worship in your car, because remember, worship is not an event. It's not a song. It's not a play. Worship starts within your heart. That's worship. And you cannot begin to worship unless we understand who it is that we're worshiping.
That's good.
And God, Jesus, they are worthy. The Holy Spirit, worthy of our attention, our affections, our time, our finances, our gifts, our talents, everything that we are.
Yes.
God controls that by just speaking a word.
That's true.
You can cease to exist when God has decided, okay, your time is up. And so I'm going to give you an opportunity to worship in your car right now, because all of us have seen it. As you're driving down the freeway, there's a car on the side of the road with a sticker on the window, and you're rolling right by it. The fact that that's not you, that's an opportunity in your heart right now to, that's what we're talking about when we say worship.
Thank
when we
you,
say,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, because that right now at this time of night, it could be just me in the car. There are some of you beautiful females that it might just be you in the car, or you and your daughter. You just made a store run and you're not stuck on the side of the road.
Yeah.
There are some guys out there that might be listening to this and you're in your car, but you made it when a friend didn't make it. Man, these are opportunities to just think about the goodness of the Lord and just worship and say, you know, you hold my life in the palm of your hand. And so little things that we take for granted, we need to begin to understand Lord, wow, you are just worthy of every ounce of my being. Thank you. I appreciate whatever it is that we can think of. Yeah. God is due reverence from us. Reverence simply means a strong feeling of respect and admiration. Reverence is due God. And so when we're talking about worship, Tina, the one thing I want us to really get tonight, we use worship and we throw that term around so frivolously a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, just, oh, I'm going to worship, or got this worship song or this worship event. No. When you recognize who we're worshiping, there should be such a sense of awe and respect. I'm going to give us another opportunity to worship. So let me paint this picture. Whether we agree with it or not, even an atheist, one day, every single one of us, we are going before the God of this universe that created all.
Yeah.
He is holy, to be feared, adored, respect. He is no one to play with and treat frivolously. And now, thinking about who God is, because I think everybody, even an atheist that says there is no God, duh, you just acknowledge there's a God.
Hello.
You know, there is no God. I don't believe in God. Well, in your own way, you just said
there's
a God that I don't believe.
That's right.
I don't believe in. And so here's the reality. We are all going before him, not as a group, not with mama, daddy, protective bodyguard. Every single one of us are going singularly before
That's
him.
Right.
If that doesn't cause you just a tinge of fear, even though Christians, we are covered by the blood of Jesus, I'm sorry. I will never get to the point that I just boldly rush into God's presence like, hey, the blood of Jesus did it all. I know I can come boldly before you, God. So what's up, big homie?
Exactly.
Yeah, it ain't happening like that. No, God is God. We are not. And so if you don't have this burning respect or awe when thinking about we are going before him one by one one day.
That's right.
If you can grasp that, and if there's something in you that makes you shudder and that kind of makes you shake and you're not really looking forward to it, you have started to grasp the essence
of what
worship is.
That's so true.
If you have gotten that,
the seed's been planted.
That seed has been planted. And so now watch this, listener, or hear this. We really go into God's presence in the right frame of mind when we enter church that same way.
Mm-hmm.
When we enter his presence that same way. Doesn't have to be church, because there are those of you that don't go to church right now, but our hope is you're going to get to that point that when you start going to church, you go with the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
Worship isn't about the songs that people, and you know, people, we can get so off course sometimes, even Christians in church, we hear, oh, that was great worship. And worship is never horizontal, Tina.
That's right.
You know, and we've gotten into this habit that worship is, oh, it's the band, it's the worship team. And so what we do is we sit out in the pews and look to be entertained. And our focus really is on the worship team.
Right.
When true worship, you should be gone from there in the spirit mentally.
That's right.
Your mind should be somewhere before God like, oh my goodness, I am so unworthy to be in this. Thank you. About who he is and who we're not.
Yes.
And the only reason we're allowed to worship him is because of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's who we're giving you tonight, listener. We want to get you to a point that you feel in your heart. You might not have a church home. You're welcome to come to any of our church homes. Words of Life Christian Center, right there in Hearst on the corner of Pipeline and Precinct Line Road. If you don't come there, there's some churches Tina could send you to. Irving Bible Church. But here's the reality. Any church suffice. But you don't have to wait to get to church to worship.
That's right.
Worship is recognizing who God is, who we are, even with Jesus as our covering, and then trying to enter into his presence by talking to him, revealing your heart to him, and he already knows it. But you don't just take trash through the king's court. You don't.
That's right.
You don't just drag trash in the king's presence. And so worship must begin with, we have to have a healthy understanding of who God is and who we are, and then conduct ourselves accordingly.
Yeah.
I want to read a scripture that I do believe our listeners will catch a hold to, and it won't be lost upon them. I think they'll grasp this picture, because Revelation chapter 7, verse 11 and 12, this is what the Bible says is going on in heaven right now. All the angels were standing around the throne of God and around the elders and the four living beings, and they fell before the throne with their faces. These are angels now.
Yes.
Their faces to the ground, and they worshiped God. They sang, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen. That word amen simply means it is so. So be it.
Exactly.
I agree. And so if worship is going on in heaven right now, who are we to come before God at any point of our lives as if, hey, it's my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to this party. I'm going to this, da 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 da. No, God is planting a seed in your heart right now.
Yes.
That you must understand, you were not created to worship you. You were not created to worship anything but God Almighty. And I want to throw this little trinket out here for those of us that are listening. There are some empty spaces in our heart that we try to fill with everything else.
Mm.
And we worship alcohol. We worship drugs. I used to worship drugs, alcohol, a multitude of things that we try to fill that empty space with. But the reality is, God purposely created a void in our heart symbolically that only he can fill.
That's right.
And the minute we start filling that void and becoming complete is only when we lock into God is the only one that can fill that spot. And he starts filling it up once we start worshiping him.
That's right.
And until we get that, we spend the majority of our lives trying to fill that empty spot without God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in that space. Oh, you just name anything that we've placed in that spot. We work endless number of hours. That's something we're worshiping. That's idols trying to fill an empty spot. Alcoholism.
Food.
Drugs. Sex. You name it. There are tons of vices.
That's right.
That we use to try to fill an empty void that only God can fill. And so we have to understand, Tina, that we were not created for ourselves. We were created to bring God glory and to worship him.
Mm-hmm.
Period. The Bible says, I remember the story Jesus said in the Bible. He told his disciples, you know, as he was coming into Jerusalem, I believe, he was coming into town. And one of the disciples asked him a question about, well, Lord, you know, you're coming in, Hosanna, Hosanna, and everybody's praising. But there are those that don't really like all this glory and pray. Jesus said, I tell you what, if they don't open their mouths and give me the praise and the glory that's due me, then the rocks will cry out.
That's right.
And worship.
That's right.
Me. And so that gives you a couple of things. Number one, if rocks will cry out and worship our Lord,
yes,
he's worthy of praise and glory, honor, and worship. And number two, if a rock cries out, man, that tells us what we should be doing.
That's right.
And that symbolism is very strong. Hebrews 12 and 28 says, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. In other words, offer God worship with reverential and godly fear, because it is not us that determines if the worship is acceptable. It's God.
Absolutely.
God determines if our worship is acceptable. And so acceptable worship to God is found in John 4 and 24. God is a spirit. They that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. So in other words, when we refer to not dragging trash across the king's court, when you go before the Lord, you grasp worship when you start to recognize, okay, first, let me check my ego at the door. Let me do a self-check. Let me run across everything that I know that will disqualify me from we should even pray that way. And I'm going to stop right there on purpose, because I know it's getting good. And we want you all to come back this next segment so that we can kind of start tying this bow up. And we're talking about worship tonight, how we have to approach God. Worship is not an event. It's a lifestyle.
Right.
And you can do it anywhere, but your heart must be right for God to accept it, because he determines what's acceptable and what's not. And so we're going to put our finger in our bowl right there. We just want you to know we thank God for you, for tuning in. You tune in with us each and every Saturday night. We appreciate that about you. You are right here on 100.7 FM, The Word, KWRD, or you're listening to us online at www.thewordfm.com. We will be. That's some alliteration I'm using tonight.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get this alliteration out. We will be looking for you, see? After these next couple of songs, post something on our Facebook page, and we'll be looking to respond to you on the break, okay? God bless. Looking forward to seeing you for our next segment.
100.7 Crystal the Rock.
Love ya.
Estaba sola en plena oscuridad. Oh, mi vida parecía caer al fondo del mar, llorando y sin saber mi rumbo aquí, perdida, ansiando. Sé que me guías a hay infinita paz en mi ser. Quiero caminar contigo y que me llenes de tu amor. Oreo a ti, abriendo el corazón, dispuesta, pidiendo por tu bendita luz. Y al instante yo te sentí, tu mano puesta en mí, escuché tu voz decir, todo va a estar muy bien, confía en mí.
Mi vida.
Su sangre nos unió. Abrázame más fuerte, amor. Abrázame.